Welcome to Hard On Podcast, the podcast that's not about length, but how you use it. I am Sean Barnes. Here with me, as always, is Jay Leonard. Jay, how are you? Skabagoo.
Remember when people were doing that?
Huh?
Remember when people were doing the what's up thing?
Oh, my God. And, like and not, like, ironically?
Yeah, and, like, almost recently. Remember how long it took for that to die? It took a long time
for
that to die.
Well, there were things I remember, like, in high school happening. Like, I was in high school when Chappelle's Show was on.
Yeah.
And everybody doing, like, yelling Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy!
I hated it. I loved the sketch. I thought it was hilarious. But everybody needed to shut the fuck up. Like, everybody's be like, Charlie Murphy! Like, oh, my God.
It's starting to happen now with Letterkenny. Remember, I got really into Letterkenny, and then it started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I figured, like, by the time I hear about shit, like, everybody else knows about it. I think this is the one time where it didn't happen that way.
You were on the...
I was on the front, you know?
The cutting edge.
It was the entirety of Canada, and then, like, Derek Healy and me, I think.
Right. Those.
So, but now everybody's doing all the Letterkenny shit, and it's starting to make me upset. It's starting to get to a point where I'm like, all right, man, that's enough.
See, everybody I've talked to hasn't heard of it. So, okay. I'm sure it's happening.
It's happening. It's good.
Yeah. It's a good show. They deserve it.
But, I mean, it's still funny to say, like, I mean, all of it. I just don't like when other people do it.
Right.
You know?
Okay. Maybe
Sean.
It's just because
they're... Okay.
Okay. All right. All right, Jay. All right. Okay. All right. All right, Jay. Okay. Hey, Jay.
I'm rewatching it right now.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
If anybody doesn't know, Letterkenny. It's on Hulu.
Yeah, it's good.
Just started watching Brockmeyer, too. Finally.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. I'm only like 3 episodes in, but it's great.
Oh, it's fucking good.
I didn't realize he talked like that the whole time. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, the announcer's voice is just his voice.
And I love how he can like call a game, but also like talk bullshit. Oh, it's fucking great.
He's just a miserable drunk.
And Amanda Pete. Oh, my God.
Amanda Pete.
I've had a thing for her ever since. Was she in? I don't think she was in The Whole Nine Yards. I think she was in the sequel to The Whole Nine Yards.
Are you talking about the one when the cans are out?
Yes.
That was the Bruce Willis.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. She was, did you ever see Igby Goes Down?
No.
That's good, too. It's got one of the Culkin boys in it.
Ah, which one?
Not the one you would think. So I don't remember which one it is. Rory? I don't know. One of the lesser Culkins.
The lower Culkins?
Yeah, one of the later model Culkins.
Yeah, there was a Kieran.
It was Kieran Culkin.
Kieran Culkin.
That's who it is.
I only know that.
Boy, Kieran.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, oh, Kieran. Boy.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Jeff Goldblum's in it being a weirdo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Life finds a way.
Finds a way.
See, he is on the list of impressions I wish I could do.
I think that was just practice, because it's not like he has a strange voice. I would imagine that's a cadence thing, right?
It's more of a walk-in cadence thing.
Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's on that list, too.
Of impressions you wish you could do?
Yeah. But I feel Philip Seymour Hoffman is really close to Buffalo Bill.
I was just going to say that. Everything he says is kind of down here.
So the jumping off point is the, wait, is she a great big frat person? And then all of a sudden you're into Almost Famous. Like, you know, the trick is, I used to drink cough medicine, write 30 pages. You don't want to let them see you sweat.
You don't want to let them see you sweat. You gotta make it less nasally.
There. Somewhere right around there. And he gets real deep. Like, if I have shit in my throat. If I didn't, I feel like I feel like within the next year.
You could really hone in on it.
He's got a little bit of growl too. There. But again, I got the shit in my throat.
Yeah.
I feel like I owe it to this fucking listen. I owe it to the listener,
right? To clear your throat out. Oh, to figure out your Philip Seymour Hoffman,
yeah,
or your Phil like I hate when celebrities talk about other celebrities, and they always like instead they won't say Philip Seymour Hoffman. They'll just be like, oh, Phil Hoffman was telling me.
I do it all the time on purpose. Oh, about every single celebrity on purpose every time. And it started off as a joke because I hate it too.
Right. Bill Shatner.
So,
oh, I was talking to Bill Shatner. Yeah. And it's like, dude, shut up.
And then it just turned into how I talk. Uh-huh. So eventually I became the guy I hate. But fucking Steve Seagal is hilarious.
Yeah, right.
It's a totally different person. Yeah. Some of them are fun. Like Arnie, people call him Arnie.
But people call him Arnie, but you know who you're talking about. But like, I think it's interesting with like Matt how Cunningham, they do it though.
Matt Perry. Nobody said Matthew Perry since 1999. What happened to Matt Perry?
He had a show briefly.
He got big, right? He got all he got on pills.
He got
and
swollen.
Booze.
I wouldn't even say he got swole. Like he got no, like not swole, swollen.
Right.
Like he got stung by a series of bees.
By a swarm of bees.
But I think it's so like you know Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody just calls him Mark Paul though.
They do?
Because they don't call him like Mark Gosselaar. They call him Mark Paul.
I don't
like. I was talking to Mark Paul and he said,
"But yeah, I don't like that." It's a first and a middle name. That's not cool. Just call him Mark Gosselaar.
I think it's Mark hyphen Paul though. I think his name is Mark Paul.
His parents are stupid. That's not okay. Mark Paul. That's not a name. That's two names.
I want to confirm that.
I wish you would.
But
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Yeah.
Mark. Like Mark hyphen Paul.
Yeah, it's Mark. Like it's that, Mark hyphen Paul.
It is really
Gosselaar.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he had too much going.
His middle name is Harry. So his name is Mark Paul Harry Gosselaar. He sounds like a phone boy band. Mark Paul Harry
Gosselaar is the little Yugoslavian guy.
Yeah.
I was a late addition to band. He had too much going for him, so his parents had to give him a stupid name. I understand.
Yeah,
I understand. Is he's not like he wasn't born in some. He wasn't like born in the fucking French Alps, right? He wasn't like
I mean, I had his Wikipedia page. Paul
no,
this is how we do it. Yeah,
and just pretty ass Mark Paul.
Oh Gosselaar. Well, his children are Decker Edward and Michael Charles. But it looks like those are just their names. Like they're not hyphenated or anything. But he's an American actor. He's known for his television roles as Zach Morris in Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, and. Zach Morris in Saved by the Bell Summer Edition.
Hey, Dead Man on Campus. Remember that movie?
I love Dead Man
Fucking
on Campus.
Great movie.
My words are my sperm. That's a great movie.
Now we're going to find out where he's from. He is from
Des Moines, Iowa. California. He's got to be a California kid.
Yeah, he was born in L.A.
There you go. So his parents are assholes. Let's call him Mark Paul. He was born in what, like 1976?
74.
74?
He's 45 years old.
So that's perfect time. Mm. It's the perfect time for that stupid shit to happen. His parents all whacked out. His mother literally busting rails while pushing a baby out. He came out with a fucking surfboard in his hand, crying like a weird Malibu baby.
Right.
Wow.
Wow. It's my bottle organic.
Did you watch Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have like who was your guy in Saved by the Bell? Everybody had to pick. Everybody had like the guy they identified with, the guy they wanted to be, and the girl they wanted to be all up in. So who were your
I was a Zach guy.
Yeah.
So I thought Slater was a douche. I mean they're both assholes, right?
Yeah.
But I felt like I could relate. But which girl? I mean, Kelly seems too obvious, right? There was Tori, the
deep
biker
cut.
Chick.
Yeah, deep cut. Zach's girl. Zach's a late girl.
Mm-hmm. But then there was also the summer one at the beach.
Yes, and that was, what's her name? Leah Remini, wasn't
Leah
it?
Leah Remini.
Yeah, she was...
Yep.
She was really something back then, wasn't she?
She was something.
She was near perfect. I was Kelly Kapowski all day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, 100%. All day. All fucking day. Yeah. She was really... She still looks great.
Oh, yeah.
She's pushing 50. She still looks great, man. It's, they really... I imagine the sound of adolescent switches being thrown... At the same time,
like a large,
like you're throwing the power at a fucking transfer.
Like, oh, I tripped
station.
A breaker, and I got to like.
There's just a gentle.
And there's a hum, yeah.
For the rest of
your life. Yeah.
I remember it started at 9:01 Saturday morning, September 1986.
It was November the moment that
5th, 1955.
It was that moment that creepy ass Zach had a poster of Kelly in his bedroom that he could hit a button and it would fling down and there was like her volleyball picture.
He had a weird life.
That's weird.
And he could stop time. And I feel like that's something everybody forgets about.
Yeah. People just stopped doing that. Or that stopped happening in the show. It became a thing, and then it stopped being a thing.
Like, he had a power to change.
You know what? I take that back. I think he did it for... I think it was...
But did he hold on to it all the college years?
Well, he was standing at the edge of tomorrow.
Zack Attack? Was that the name of the band?
That was the band, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was Zack Attack, and then there was also Hot Sunday, I think, was the girls group. You know, like, you know the episode where Jesse has the caffeine pills?
Oh, yeah.
She's so excited. Maniac. I'm so excited.
So excited, yeah.
I'm so scared. I think they were called Hot Sunday.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's not a bad name.
That's a pretty good name.
Hot Sunday. And then there was also Zack Attack, where Zack played
guitar. What an asshole names his band after himself.
Yeah, and not even in, like, the Zack Morris trio or anything like that. It was like...
Zack Morris quartet.
It was like Zack Attack and the rest. And they went to the Max...
Yeah, the Max. I always wanted a Max or a Peach Pit when I was a kid. We kind of had a place in middle school. It was a candy shop that was like a few blocks up the street.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of cool, but it was just a pain in the ass to go there. And, you know, but like all the neighborhood kids knew about it. Like, you're going to go to Sammy's? Are you going to go to something? Yeah, man, someday I'm going to go to Sammy's. And I just never went to Sammy's. And now it's boarded up. And I feel like I'll never get to go there. I should have gone to fucking Sammy's. You know, there were finger bangings being thrown around up at Sammy's.
Oh, sure. Just giving them away.
All kinds of shit. Yeah, 2-for-1. Today's 2-for-Tuesday, son. 2-in-1. Get in here. 2-in-1. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, that shit. My whole generation was raised on this idea that's how it should have been. Like the after school hangout. Like, it was like the, I don't know what it was. It was like the holdover from the 50s, right? Because the 50s, like all that idyllic shit, all those idyllic movies always had like a diner, like where everybody, all the kids would go after school.
Yeah, like this
shit.
Is the diner you just go to. Well, look, think of Greece. I'm just trying to pick things off the top of my head. They're all just hanging out at that diner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And 90210. Was diner Back to the Future, right? And when they were in the past, they were hanging out at the diner.
The malt shop.
What happened to malts? How come I can't get a fucking malt? I get a malt liquor, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, huh? I hear you.
Yeah.
Everything happened. Like, now there's no diners anymore. I mean, there are. Diners are out there, but it's not the hangout. People aren't going to hang out at the diner.
No, you get kicked out.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. What are you doing? What are you kids doing? Yeah. People want to come here to eat. Spend real money. You fucking morons are hanging out. What are you drinking, a Coke? Cost $1.89. I got bills to pay. Kid, get moving.
get out of here. Get out of here.
You can go in and get the hell on.
You and your mama.
Speaking of soda.
Oh, yeah, I was telling you before we started. Like, this is so fucking stupid.
The most profound thing I've heard in months.
I used to think Dr. Pepper.
You know, yeah, but let me set this up. The look on your face, this austere, I mean, you were so serious. You were lost in it for a minute. You know, when I was a kid, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to learn some shit about Sean Barnes right now. Some real shit. I'm thinking we're going to go down a dark road, deep road.
Uh-huh.
You're going to let me in a little bit. You're going to let me behind the curtain. You're going to make a little more sense to me when we're done talking about this.
Oh, I'll be like, everything's kind of adding up now.
Yeah.
Everything's making sense.
Like, from here on forward, I would constantly be influenced by this bit of information.
Right. No.
What my man says is, I used to think that root beer and Dr. Pepper were my favorite sodas. Now, and I'm with him, right? I'm like, and now he's going to be like, and now I realize that we as children are indoctrinated to drink soda. And instead, and now realize it's cream soda. And then we hit record. We didn't want to get too far away from that. The emotional pay dirt. It's cream soda, huh? This just in.
Yeah. And you know what I think it is? I think it's like, because they're never in like vending machines.
Scarcity.
It's
a delicacy.
That's what I'm saying. You're never like, oh, I always have a cream soda. Like, I feel like it's like, oh, Shit, you guys got cream soda?
Oh, a cream soda. I want to bust your balls on this so bad. But, dude, a couple of months ago.
You get what I'm saying,
I saw it in a glass bottle in a mini mart, and I was like, oh, shit, cream soda in a glass bottle.
Yes.
And I drank that shit in, like, no time. And I haven't thought about it since then.
But you'll see another one, and you'll be like, oh, shit. Cream soda.
That can't be a sustainable business model.
So maybe cream soda is your favorite soda. That's all I'm saying. Maybe this theory is that everyone's favorite soda is cream soda.
Yeah, man.
Shit, right? Like, you never see it in a vending machine. You never, like, I go to a fast food restaurant and they're like, well, we have cream soda. That sounds weird.
Never happens.
Never happens.
I remember being a kid and seeing them at birthday parties. Like, somebody's parents would buy, like, the 12-pack of store brand, like, black cherry. The fuck is this? Yeah. Cream soda, ginger. Like, whose parents are in charge? Who's in charge of this shit? Like, who did this to us? Mm-hmm. But
who's Dr. Thunder? Dr. Thunder and Mountain Lightning?
Mr. Pibb.
The worst storm.
Mr. Pibb couldn't finish fucking medical school. Yeah. But cream soda, maybe you're right. You're right.
You know, you were going to make fun of me, but I think...
Well, I was making fun of the setup, but now that I think about it, I think... I mean, I'm not going to go on a limb and say some bold shit like it was my favorite soda, but I'm just...
You get excited. You get a little blood in your dick when you see a cream soda.
I thicken up a little bit. Yeah. I thicken up. Do you remember Birch Beer?
I've had it, yeah.
What the hell is that? Sarsaparilla?
I've never had a sarsaparilla. That's like some old-timey shit,
though. They sell them. They used to sell them.
Who's
like,
they? Where do I get this?
I don't know. The fucking Old West. You got to go to Tombstone.
Let's get in the car right now.
Yeah. We'll be there on Tuesday. I don't know, man. They don't sell them. I don't know. That's interesting. Fucking cream soda.
Fucking cream soda. And who makes cream soda? Like A&W?
Stewart's, but not at Stewart's Shop.
Yeah, not at Stewart's Shops, but Stewart's soda.
Right? Mm-hmm. And have you fucked with a hard cream soda for adults?
No. I've fucked with hard root beer. But
no, not have you. If you could.
Oh, if I could. Oh, yeah.
What would that be like?
Probably incredible.
Yeah.
I'd probably become an alcoholic.
Your toes would turn black?
Yeah.
Oh,
instantly.
Super bad for you. I could whack out a 12-pack. And how many cream sodas would it take you to get sick of cream soda?
I think over the weekend, we had a little get together at the house at the homestead.
Yeah,
over last weekend, and somebody picked up a 12 pack of cream soda.
No shit.
Yeah.
So even though the scarcity wasn't a factor, you're still gonna be bold enough to say that that's your shit, huh? You had 12 of them in your fridge.
I probably drank at least half of them myself. Really? Not that night, but yeah.
Are they caffeinated?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Right, I'm gonna look it up.
Shit. Well, I have a can of...
Root beer is not caffeinated.
That's what I'm saying. So I think it's similar to root beer, right?
I don't know.
God damn. The microphone doesn't like this soda can being next to it.
What's it doing? I don't have my headphones. I thought I
heard some shit.
I feel super weird. Cream soda.
Do you remember Jones's sodas? Jones brand?
I don't think so.
They had, like, turkey dinner flavor and
shit.
That's
horrible.
That.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, it's not good for you. It's 189 calories
per can.
Can?
Per 12-ounce can.
12-ounce can, 189 calories.
That sounds about right. There's real cream in it.
There is real cream. 16% of your daily carbs, 49 grams of sugar. Think about a
49 grams of sugar.
Yeah, and a
that's a lot
can.
Of fucking sugar.
Think about a packet of sugar is 2 grams. In a packet.
Yeah. That's holy shit.
24 and a half packets of sugar.
Fuck me.
Oof.
I'm surprised I'm not dead.
Now, here's the thing. 1% of your daily intake of calcium. 1% of your iron.
Great.
1% of your magnesium.
Beautiful. Those come from the can, though.
Yes. Yes. The bottle, not so much. Oh, look. It shows you where you can get them. There's a lot. There's a lot to be fucking learned about cream soda on Google.
So, what are the brands of cream soda? Cream soda. So, like A&W, Stewart's,
IBC makes one.
Is there like what's the most popular cream
A&W,
soda?
Hands down.
You think so?
Yeah, Barks makes a cream soda. Schweppes.
Schweppes?
Yeah, it makes it
cream. It has Schweppervescence.
Why is cream soda called cream anyway? Oh.
Please tell me.
Because it's too busted. Okay. Very first recipe for a beverage called cream soda was written by someone named E.M. Sheldon.
And appears, I think you're going to say his last name was Cream.
includes the following ingredients. Water.
Great.
Cream of tartar.
Stop.
Epsom salts. Sugar.
Uh-huh.
Tartaric acid. Milk and an egg.
What?
Yeah, man. Sounds both extremely gross and completely unlike my idea of cream soda. Has no vanilla. No addition. Oh, and the addition of the milk makes it more like an egg cream, which is traditionally seltzer, syrup, and milk.
Well, that sounds awful.
People fucking love them. I work with a girl who loves egg creams. I've never had one. It sounds
disgusting.
It sounds pretty horrible.
Dude, I won't fuck with eggnog either.
I love me some eggnog. But like, I like eggnog in the way normal people like whiskey. Like, I don't want to drink a lot of it.
Right.
Just a little topping dab off will and do I'm, me.
Yeah.
Like if I buy the normal sized eggnog around Christmas time,
uh-huh.
I'm not going to get through it. But I will enjoy the shit out of that first glass.
That's great.
I poured in my my Christmas vacation yeah, glass. Yeah. Maybe pour a little bit of the good juice, the fucking go-go juice in it. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
A little bit of something. Yeah, it's nice. But also arguably the worst drink in the world.
You think so?
There's no other time that's good. It's only good. It's like, you know.
Can you buy eggnog if you wanted to? Could I go buy eggnog right now?
I don't think so. I think it's just a winter, a holiday treat. Listen to this shit. Today, walking into this girl's office, she'd offered me candy yesterday when I stopped in to see her. Absolutely.
That's nice of her.
Right? She's got a big basket of Easter candy.
Easter candy?
Yeah, it's still kind of hanging out. Whatever.
Okay.
I'm going to help her.
Candy lasts a while.
I'm going to help her get rid of it. So stopped in today, talked some shit to her. She was on the phone, reached into her basket. There is a Cadbury egg in there.
Ooh.
Now, I fucking love me a Cadbury egg.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like Cadbury egg.
That's another thing I won't eat, Cadbury eggs.
Is it, you won't eat it or you have eaten it, you don't like it?
I've eaten it, I don't like it.
Okay. Fine. Taste is taste. I think you're wrong. So I eat this Cadbury egg. It's fair game. It's in this bucket. I could have chosen it the day before.
Public bucket.
It's fucking, yeah. You offered me this bucket. You didn't say take anything you want except the Cadbury egg.
I see where this is going.
She's on the phone. I eat the Cadbury egg in front of her. It's, you know, I'm showing her the inside. I'm poking at it. I'm drawing it out with my finger. I'm licking it off. So whatever. So
while she's on the phone.
Doesn't say a word to me about it. We're wrapping up our interaction. And I say, hey, man. A fucking Cadbury egg, right? Am I right about Cadbury eggs? And she's like, I don't know. I've never had one. So she's 30 years old. She's never had a fucking Cadbury egg, number one.
She's never had one.
Number two, I took the Cadbury egg. There's no more Cadbury eggs. The Cadbury eggs are gone until like March.
Oh, you can't.
I can't.
You can't
provide
her with a Cadbury egg.
I can't replace her Cadbury egg. They're gone. They don't sell them in the stores like Hershey bars.
Could you order one?
I mean, maybe.
Right? I mean, you should be able to get some.
Yeah.
Let's place an order right now.
All right, I'm going to look to see if they're even available. But I felt like such an asshole.
Uh-huh.
She didn't act like she wanted it.
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of shit like that, I guess, that you don't really think about that like you only get at certain times of the year.
Like what?
Well, like eggnog. You know what I mean?
Oh. Yeah.
Cadbury eggs. Yes. What's another like food item?
You can get a pack of 48 of them for $20.
Holy shit.
That's too many Cadbury eggs. That's way too many Cadbury eggs. Jesus. But I feel like I owe her a Cadbury egg. God, they're good.
Do it. Just order them.
I should. Why does this have 1 star? What are you talking about?
Somebody 1-starred Cadbury eggs?
The fuck's wrong with you? Damn.
Did they leave a review?
Yeah, this one's got 1 star too. $27 for a 48 pack. It's 2 cases of Cadbury eggs.
You should leave a 5-star review right now.
I'm lousy with them. Don't I have to have an order to leave a review?
I don't know. Where do you want? Amazon?
Yeah. No, maybe. My eBay. Buying fucking used Cadbury eggs from the Ukraine.
Cadbury eggs from 1986.
Yeah. I'm sure they'd be fine.
Probably.
I mean, I don't know what that shit is. Seems pretty
delicious. What is the shit in a Cadbury egg?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't care. I think it's commonly referred to as cream.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what that means. It's not cream.
It's like a C-R-E.
M-E with a...
M-E with an accent mark.
Yeah.
Creme.
I think that covers a lot of ground, though.
Yeah.
There's like creme fraiche, which is very fancy. And then there's like fucking cream.
Creme de menthe.
Just What's cream? What's in the middle of that donut? Cream.
Bavarian cream. Oh.
Cream just works for everything.
Yeah, it's just a cream.
Like a skin treatment.
I was going to say, I also put cream on my face.
Yeah. It's cream.
It's a cream.
Ew. It's just a gross word on top of everything.
Oh, sure.
I honestly, like earlier I said something to you. We were having some fun. We were making fun together. Uh-huh. And I said, thanks, Dad.
Oh, yeah. We were.
And I said, Jesus, I don't think I've ever said that before.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember the last time I said the word cream.
It's probably one of those things you said it like, oh, like, do you want cream in your coffee kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Besides that, I guess.
Besides the most common use,
right.
Use of the word cream.
Ooh, Boston cream. Yeah, anyway.
What's the difference between Boston cream and Bavarian cream?
Fuck do I know? What am I, a fucking...
Fucking a chocolatier?
Chocolatier.
Are you going to order them?
No, fuck. I'm not paying $27 for a mistake I made. I don't even feel that bad. I got to be honest. Like, it was in the bucket, dude. You know?
Oh, no. Yeah, it's fair game. I mean, nobody's judging you.
She's never had it. It feels like, have you never gotten around to it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if somebody told you they'd never had a Hershey bar or a fucking peanut butter cup.
Oh, yeah. You'd be like, whoa, what? Yeah. Gotta get you a fucking peanut butter cup.
I've never had a peanut butter cup. All right. Well, now that excitement's over, you know what happened last night?
Yes.
The goddamn Toronto Raptors won the NBA championship.
They did. With Kawhi's awkward. Like, can you play Kawhi laughing?
No.
Have you seen that video?
No, I don't want anything to do with it. I was so pissed off last night. I stood up.
Are you guys related?
Yeah, he's my first cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Kawhi. It's pretty tight. I make that joke every time he's on TV, and nobody even fucking bats an eye. I'm like, it's funny because they're like, he's what? I'm like, he's a talented basketball player. And I'm not.
No, you got to play that clip of him laughing, though.
I stood up. I don't even have headphones. It's a whole awkward thing.
Oh my God.
I stood up. It was like, I don't know, like 9 seconds left or whatever. Toronto throws the ball away.
Oh, my God. I thought it was over right there. And I was like, oh, there's no way Golden State doesn't get this ball back and score.
Here they go.
Yeah.
So I stand up. I was so angry in the third quarter after Klay got hurt, I fell asleep. Not because I was tired. I fell asleep in the way that my body was protecting me from seeing some shit I didn't want to see. So I shut it down. So I stand up, right? I'm up. And then as soon as Curry missed that three, I just kicked.
Oh yeah, and you're like, well, it's over.
The cable box off with my toe, and went upstairs and went to bed. And I was so fucking angry. I was just shivering. I avoided the news today at all costs.
Wow, this really bothered you.
It really bothered me. Yeah,
I've done shit like that before though, where I can't watch the news about it.
I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to see anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want shit. I don't want to fucking know about it. I get so attached. That's why I'm a bad sports fan.
Yeah.
I get so attached and so invested that it becomes like not fun for me, you know?
I used to be like that with football. There was a year where the Packers were playing the Giants in the NFC Championship game. Winner goes to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I had a friend who was a big Giants fan, and I was a big Packers fan. And in reality, we should have been like, hey, one of our teams is going to the Super Bowl.
Sounds like fun.
How cool
is
that, right? No, it was like, fuck, his team better fucking lose. Like, it was like that. You
That's
know what I mean?
That's how I am.
And they lost. The Packers lost. I could not fucking watch TV, like, all week. I was like, oh, fuck this shit.
I'm happy it went to 6 games. I'm happy it was the championship so that I didn't need to watch or hear anything more. So now it's over. And now in a day or two, I won't hear anything more about it.
And then free agency will start.
Free agency, yeah. Like, you'll forget all about it. The draft is in 6 days or whatever.
Yeah, and you'll forget all about.
Right. But I just can't. I get so fucking angry.
Yeah.
No, and I'm trying to, like, I try to laugh at myself, and I try to think, like, this is just, you should enjoy this. It's a great game. Like, it was a great game last night.
It's not like the Toronto did anything obnoxious. They were just fucking playing basketball.
Yeah, but it wasn't even about that. It was like, it's about, like, fucking Drake. It's about the reaction that they had when KD got hurt. It's about
that would have happened anywhere.
I don't give a shit. Yeah, it would have happened anywhere. Yeah, I would have hated that team. That
would have happened anywhere.
Right, yeah. But I would have hated that team and that city for being assholes. I was fucking pissed that all the shit that happened to this fucking team the whole time. It started making me angry to think that Kawhi Leonard couldn't get along with Pop. And like reading all those stories and, like, about him and his team and how they didn't think it was okay. He didn't want to play in San Antonio, so he kept just saying like he wasn't ready to come back, but he was just being a bitch about it.
Right.
He wasn't happy in Toronto when he got traded and shit like that. All of that shit.
I feel bad for DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, right?
He got fucked.
Yeah, he got fucked.
He got traded to another team.
A little bit of that too.
Yeah,
that Jurassic Park shit. The fact that they're like, finally, Toronto has finally. And you're like, bitch, you've been a franchise team for 20 years. What do you mean, finally? I'm a fucking Knicks fan. It's been since 1973. Shut the fuck up with this finally thing. Like, that's enough of that. I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I also hate the attitudes of like the fucking Warriors fans that are all like, guy had a fucking We Believe sign. It's like, bro, you went to 5 straight finals and won 4 of them.
Like, that's true.
What do you mean, We Believe? You better fucking believe. Yeah. You just did it.
No, that's true. I think those guys are spoiled. I think there's a lot of Fairweather fans that came on board.
I think there's a lot of that with the Warriors.
Yeah, I think so too.
There's a lot of that.
I think so too, and eventually in 10 years, I think it's going to be like that in New York too. It's going to be a lot of Fairweather fans. That's probably going to
happen. Yep.
You know, but it happens everywhere. You know,
happens everywhere.
What was weird was Mark Jackson said last night that that the Golden State Warriors were underdogs. And I'm like, you have two of the best shooters in the history of the game.
Yeah, I don't care who. Like, yeah, okay.
He said they had no business being there. Like, dude.
Well, that's the thing. That was the thing. I didn't like. You lose one player. Yes, he's one of the best players of all time.
Yeah.
But you still have the team that fucking won 73 games, essentially.
You do.
I know your bench isn't as deep as it used to be. However, you still have Andre Iguodala.
Yeah.
You still have Sean Livingston.
Everybody's a couple years older. You still have, like... You're playing against the younger, hungrier team. And everybody was really banged up. And last night, dude, come on. Insult to injury with Clay.
Sure. That was just shitty luck.
And
like,
Kerr, I did read that today. Kerr was like, he said he was standing on the sidelines in awe that this team was hanging in this game when they were outmatched defensively. And they were poised to come back from down 3-1. And he was kind of like, how do these guys do this? You know, how are they remaining in these games? And Clay broke his fucking ACL. And he said he was just like, what? Like, really? This happens again? This has happened again? Mm-hmm. It's just so shitty. It's so shitty. Especially for that kid. You know? He puts up fucking 30. Game 6, Clay comes out. He puts up 30 fucking points. He's like, I got it. Don't worry. And he tears his ACL. He didn't break a toe. Yeah, he's got a fucking attitude.
I mean, every NBA player is an asshole.
Yeah, they're all the biggest asshole in your town times a thousand.
But I didn't realize how much I didn't like.
Oh, I love Clay Thompson. I fucking love Clay Thompson
until this playoffs.
I would do anything to have Clay Thompson wear blue and orange.
I'd be okay with that. I think he's got an attitude, but like they all do. They all have an attitude.
Yeah.
I
would do anything. He's like the fucking pro. I feel so bad that he is a number two. In any city. I mean, he's got rings and that's what it's all about, but he would be, if they'd be, he'd have a fucking statue if he played anywhere else, you know? And he'll just be a two guard next to, on Steph's team for probably the rest of,
they'll probably keep him.
I can't imagine they wouldn't keep him.
I'm curious what's gonna happen with KD though. Kevin Durant tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
There's a very good chance he's not playing next year.
I read today he's not playing. I read that they just said he's a wash for 1920.
Yeah.
So that's that.
But who's going to take him? He's a free agent.
New York still wants him. New York's going to push for him. So you're going to pay for 4 years for a three-year player. Because it's KD.
Uh-huh.
And there's no, you have no idea how he's going to come back.
And they say that players coming back after an AC or an Achilles injury are always at least 10% less of what they used to be.
Yep. Except for Dominique. Like the... Dominique came back full strength. But he's like a freak.
He's a freak.
But who knows? I mean, it's KD, right? Who knows?
Yeah,
a piece of me thinks the Warriors are going to pick him up. A piece of me says I thought, all right, if Golden State loses fair and square, that's great for the Knicks. Because then KD's just going to be like, well, this thing has run its course. Then he got hurt. And I'm like, all right, well, if Golden State wins, it's going to be great for New York. Because then he's going to be like, I guess they don't need me to fucking win a championship. I need to go play a hero role somewhere. But dude got hurt.
And they lost.
And they lost. And then Klay got hurt. So now...
The two guys, two free agents.
Yeah. And now it's kind of like, we shouldn't have gone out like that, guys. Like, we didn't need... That didn't need to happen. Let's rally up. Let's see if we can get Klay back in 6 months and then bring KD back in time for the playoffs next year. And let's finish what we started at the beginning of 2018. And then everybody's fucked. Mm-hmm. You know? I just want to watch. I just at one point would love to watch the New York Knicks win a basketball game. That's all. That's all I want. That's it. And the draft is coming, and everybody's hot on fucking, what's his name?
Zion.
RJ
Barrett.
RJ Barrett.
Yeah.
And that's great and shit, but there's no guarantee we're going to get him because there's two fucking teams before us. And I know Zion's going to go one, but they could go the other way.
No, they were who's the number two team?
Memphis.
They already said they want the other guy.
Yeah.
And RJ Barrett didn't even work out for other teams.
I know.
He worked out for the Knicks. He's like, this is where I want to play.
And then, okay.
So I think that, awesome. I think that's a pretty
It's a lock.
Done deal.
It's a lock. Okay, great.
Sure.
It's a fucking lock.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Knicks are like, you know what, though? There's a kid. He's going to be.
There's this kid.
Looks
in
like he's going to go
Lithuania.
13. Yeah, looks like he's going 13. I don't know. Looks pretty good. Looks like he would fit the flow of the offense. That shit has happened, right? Whatever.
That was Porzingis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get RJ, whatever. That still doesn't solve the fucking problem. Kyrie's going to to Brooklyn.
We don't know that, but it seems likely.
That's a foregone conclusion. I would be surprised if he didn't. Kemba said he'd take less than max to stay in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. KD is incapacitated for a year.
Yeah.
So what we got?
Free agents?
Yeah. Klay's not going anywhere, and he's hurt. Kawhi's a free agent, but what's he going to do? He's going to stay in Toronto. I would be shocked if he didn't stay in Toronto.
I wouldn't be surprised if he left. Wouldn't be surprised.
I'd be shocked if he left. If they kept that team in tact and didn't get rid of Lowry or any of those kids, I feel like he'd be dumb to leave. Won a championship.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he left. But there's Anthony Davis out there, but he has a year on a contract left, so he'd have to get traded.
Yeah.
And he said he wants to play either for the Knicks or the Lakers.
And the Pelicans don't like the Knicks because they want everybody. They want...
Lakers. Lakers wanted to trade everybody.
The Pelicans want everybody from the Knicks for AD.
Oh.
Yeah. They want, like, the draft picks, two unprotected draft picks. They want RJ or whoever we get this time.
Yeah, fuck that.
And
Mitch
and Big Meech and somebody else.
Uh-huh.
Like for a fucking guy who's like 31 years old, I don't know. Who cares? It's not worth it. It's not what you need. You don't need that guy that bad. It's just all of this fucking hype. This whole thing. Think about how quickly it turned around. 2 months ago, the whole world was convinced. Everybody was like, we're going to get the number one pick. It's going to be Zion, Kyrie, fucking KD. They're all coming, man. We're going to hang on to fucking DeAndre Jordan. It's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
And now it's like, man, you know, maybe we'll end up with fucking Jimmy Butler and
Jimmy Butler and R.J. Barrett.
And R.J. Barrett. And
which gonna... Jimmy Butler did not signed, did not sign an extension with the Sixers. So,
yeah, so he can come to New York. It'd be great.
He said straight up he's going to be a free agent.
Sweet.
So,
another guy with a shitty attitude to come. Yeah. And
another asshole.
It's great. It's going to be great. 17 wins, 20 wins next year, maybe. It's going to be fucking great. It's just another year of watching basketball and being frustrated and watching a giant. It's not like we live and love a team in, like, the middle of nowhere. Like Memphis. Memphis should be a shitty team. It just should be. It's not a basketball town. Fuck you, Memphis. Fuck you, New Orleans. You're not a basketball town. You shouldn't be a basketball town, you know? Orlando shouldn't be a fucking basketball town.
Right.
New York? We don't deserve.
That's the basketball town.
Boston, L.A., New York, Chicago. That's all we need.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'll give you some Midwest teams.
Detroit?
I was thinking like
Don't say OKC. Don't you do that to me. Those are the Seattle Supersonics, you son of a bitch.
I know, but that's a good basketball city, though, is all I'm saying.
If they had their own team, but they're the goddamn Seattle Supersonics.
They're the Seattle
Supersonics. Seattle needs a goddamn team. Seattle needs a team bag. I can't believe Adam Silver isn't on that shit. Come on, Adam Silver.
How many teams would we have to add?
Oh, two.
You have to add two. One in the West, one in the East.
Yeah.
Give one to Seattle. Give one to fucking...
Who gets it's a team? Tough, right?
Who gets a team on the East Coast?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a big city.
Big city. They have a baseball team. They have a football team. Yeah. Why the fuck not?
Why not?
They have a hockey team.
They do. They already got the infrastructure.
And they all have the same colors. What's that about?
Yeah, right?
They're all yellow and gold and black. Yeah.
So it's already built. It's already done.
It's already built.
Yeah, just come up with a name. Don't make it something stupid like the fucking Bird of Prey or whatever stupid.
Yeah, I hate that shit when they come up with a new team name. It's always like the Condors.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? It's like the Pelicans.
The Pelicans?
So that's what you picked?
And you guys are in New Orleans. Is New Orleans known for an indigenous pelican population?
I mean, it must be, right?
But they could have been anything. That's where all the fucking... I know they can't be the Jazz. That's originally where Utah's from and shit. I get that, but Jesus, there's a million other things they could have been. You know, they're known for their food, the French Quarter, the fucking boozing, the Bourbon Street, the Creole, the whole culture. And they went with the Pelicans, a three-syllable bird with a stupid neck. That's what they picked.
And they were the fucking Hornets. They gave it up.
Yeah.
Which is a classy move, if you ask me. Totally they gave classy. It up, and they gave it to Charlotte.
That was the right thing to do.
Well, I think Charlotte just took it when they were getting rid of it. Either way, though.
Yeah.
They were like, you know what? This isn't who we are.
Charlotte.
Yeah. For Charlotte Hornets.
But Charlotte, that's another one. Charlotte ends up with a team.
But that's another thing, though. Here, explain this to me, though. Like, that franchise, the original Charlotte Hornets franchise, is the Pelicans. But
yeah,
whenever they do like team history tributes and shit for like the Hornets, you have all these fucking old Hornets players. So I was like, yeah, but your franchise is in fucking New Orleans, man.
Yeah.
Your franchise is in New Orleans. I don't get it.
I don't understand how all of it works either. I mean, it's not, it is, but it's like they're in Charlotte. They're the Hornets. They're the Charlotte Hornets, right?
Are the Bobcats the most recent team?
The Memphis Grizzlies are the most recent team.
Yeah, but they were in Vancouver before.
Yeah.
So they must have added two teams,
they
though,
did.
Right?
It was Vancouver and Memphis.
No, they couldn't
it
add
was Van- the Yeah, no, it was the Vancouver Grizzlies and the... It was the Vancouver Grizzlies. I'm
talking about the Charlotte Bobcats. Remember them?
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe it was Vancouver and Charlotte? Hang on. Now I gotta look this shit
up. They wouldn't
up.
Have done it at the same time. The Bobcats are way newer than the
are they?
Grizzlies, right?
I don't think so. Maybe. Or the Grizzlies were when the Grizzlies were the same year as the Raptors, right?
I think so.
Both Canadian teams at the same time.
Fuck.
All right. I typed in expensive Tran instead of expansion team. Huh. All right.
That's the part of the show where we apologize to everybody who doesn't give a fuck.
I know, but Jesus.
About basketball.
What am I supposed to do? All right, I'm looking. Expansion. Sean Vamp.
I'm also looking.
Well, come on. We can't both look. I'll look. I got the computer up in front of
me. Can you play that video I sent you?
Yes. Okay, that's here we go.
That's what I'd like you to do.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and do what I'm doing.
Great. You should do that. I'm just saying, you know, all right, if I was going to vamp.
Expansion teams by year. Mm-hmm. And why wouldn't Wikipedia have it like by year? That's just a ludicrous. Is that a ludicrous request? All right, here we go.
Okay.
2002.
Okay.
Was the Pelicans. Before that was Toronto Raptors.
2002?
In 1995. And the Memphis Grizzlies in 95. But what about, wait, but what about Vancouver?
Well, they're probably saying that franchise. So wait, did the Bobcats move to New Orleans officially? And then the Hornets come back to
Who
Charlotte?
Who knows? I don't know, dude. This is just a sordid state of affairs. Charlotte Hornets initially showed up in 88 and then came back in 04.
What?
Yeah.
That makes no sense to me.
I don't know. It's all fucking confusing. Like, you know, who cares? But there's but the Charlotte having a basketball team is there's a lot more cities. I feel like there's, you know. Come on. Come on.
Do you think Pittsburgh though is a good city? That'd be a good one.
I think Pittsburgh's a big sports town.
Oh, for sure.
So I feel like why not? You know? Why not? Maybe Montreal should have a basketball team.
Oui. Oh, yeah. The Montreal Frenchies.
Yeah, they'd love that shit.
They'd love that, right?
They couldn't make the Expos.
Yeah, the Montreal cigarettes.
I was talking about that
the
shit.
The logo
today.
Is like the ash on the end of a cigarette,
oh,
but
nice.
It's like a basketball. Like a glowing little
oh,
basketball.
Yeah.
That's at perfect. The end of a cigarette.
God damn, you're clever.
Yeah, I think that's.
Let's work in a marketing capacity.
Ah, look at you.
Do you remember Freedom Fries? Do you remember when that happened?
Uh huh.
Do you remember at the same time they were, people were pouring French wine down storm drains?
That's fucking
shit?
Stupid.
What a fucking bizarre time to live where they were just like, the fucking Frenchies won't fight in our war, but pour their wine down the drain. And people were totally on board with that shit.
Right.
Fucking freedom fries?
Yeah.
Freedom toast?
Freedom toast, yeah.
Freedom toast is a possibility.
Freedom toast is a possibility.
They don't serve cop dippers in the morning. And then did you hear about freedom fuel? Freedom gas?
What?
Natural gas has been renamed to freedom gas? Fossil fuels is now Freedom Fuels. I think that's
it. The dumbest shit.
Yeah. I tell you.
We're going to show them.
Uh-huh.
We're going to pour all that wine down the drain. Honey.
Fucking.
Grab the box out of the fridge. We're going to pour it down the drain.
Yeah, baby, I know, but... It's a $12 bottle of wine, sweetie, and
I don't care if it was $13 or $14. You bring that out here, we're gonna pour it down the drain right now.
Well, maybe I could just have like a taste of it. You can't. Shit, that was. I was just gonna say you can't taste racism. That's another. Somebody else wrote that. Seriously, it's the dumbest shit.
Yeah, I've never Do your little protest or whatever, but you bought the shit in the first place.
That's
without
your
even
wine.
Thinking about, like, you bought it. You paid for it. It's like when everybody was pissed off at Nike. And they were, like, burning their Nikes and getting rid of their Nikes.
The Kaepernick
like,
stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you already bought it. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter what you do with it. You may as well just wear them. You know, or maybe don't. Maybe give them to somebody.
How about you donate them to somebody? Yeah.
That'd be cool. I'm sure there's a bunch of homeless guys walking around, you know, in February.
Yeah. They're like, I choose to walk around barefoot.
Yeah.
Fuck Kaepernick.
Fuck Colin Kaepernick.
God damn.
Yeah.
Play that. Can you play that?
Oh, yes. Video? I'll play the goddamn
video.
No,
it's okay. I'm just.
Sorry. Hang on. Did you send it to me on?
On the Facebook?
Ooh-wee. Behind the curtains. Sean sent a video.
Yeah, he did.
All right. All right, John. I can't hear it.
Can you hear it? I can't hear it. Oh, no. I should have planned ahead.
Oh, God damn it. All right. Here we go. Here comes the boom. You ready for this?
I hope so.
We'll see how it goes. All right. Go. Nope. No, Sean. No, Sean, to answer your question, I cannot play this video.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what you want from me. I'm trying my best over here.
I apologize. All right? No, you know what? You deserve an apology from me.
I'm trying my best.
You are. It shows.
Jesus Christ. Sometimes these things are like doing push-ups in the sand. And this is one of those times. I can't play it. I don't have any headphones. We spent 15 minutes talking about fucking cream soda.
Which is delicious.
I mean, it's delicious. I'm not... Oh, unmute.
I would say it.
Come on, man. I got too much money on this game, dog.
Oh, this is a guy.
Too much money on this game. Man.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Curry. Bitch. Fuck. Shut fuck.
Up, Mike. Hey, hold up.
Fuck.
Oh.
Fuck, I lost too much money on that shit.
He threw his remote at the TV. Oh my God, he stopped that dude.
I lost too much money on that shit, though. Real talk, man.
Oh, another TV. He found another TV.
Dude's just throwing his TV.
Fuck, man. Fuck no. Fuck no, dog.
Oh my God.
Man, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Sorry, would you compare yourself to this guy? You're not that bad, right?
I think I could. The fire could easily be stoked. I think it. I think
in the right situation.
Yeah, if I'm
under
around,
the right set of circumstances.
Maybe I've had a couple of pops.
Sure.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'm hanging
adult
out.
Adult sodas.
Yeah. Maybe I'm hanging adult out with a couple sodas. Of my friends, and tensions are high.
Sure.
And maybe.
And they've been poking the bear the whole night.
Poking the bear the whole night. Like, oh, what's up with your boy?
Yeah. Like, oh.
Oh, Clay got a boo boo.
Oh yeah, I would hate that shit.
Now, if that happened.
Uh huh.
Then I am a towering inferno of rage.
Sure.
Do I break my TV? Maybe I justify, like, I've had this TV for a while.
Yeah.
And
I was thinking about getting a new one anyway. At least later I can be like, hey, I know I broke the TV, but still got to get a new one either way.
Yeah. And I could also be that guy where I'm like, hey, never fucking poke at me. I take the,
right.
This is what I do.
Like, this is what happens.
This is what happens when you poke the bear in the zoo. Don't poke the fucking bear in the zoo, son.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that. So maybe I have gotten really, really upset. But
mm-hmm.
conversely, I have gotten so happy that I have like cried man tears. I have
sure.
I have been like, this is why this is a great game. You know?
Right.
So the idea was to go to Springfield on Sunday to go to the Hall of Fame.
Really?
That was the original plan.
Wow.
Now I don't want to go.
Because of this?
Because it's going to be all fucking congratulations, Toronto Raptors, and I just don't want to see it.
Really?
Yeah, man, I don't want to see it.
You think it is, though? Do you think they give a shit there?
I think so. I think it's just like the Baseball Hall of Fame, you know? They celebrate the victor of the championship, you know, the champion of that year, you know? I'm sure there'll be a little bit of that, you know? And I kind of don't want to see the fucking Larry O'Brien trophy.
I don't know. I feel like you should go. How nice would that be? That sounds like a cool trip.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that's this Sunday?
Don't want to do
for
it.
Yeah, Father's Day?
Yeah. I kind of don't want to do it.
Are the plans in motion?
Yeah, I mean, but it's not that big of a deal. It's only, you know.
I didn't know if you got like a hotel or something.
No, it's not far away. It's okay. Not that far. We could, you know, it's a day trip. But fuck it, I don't want to do it. I get that crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It will ruin my, if I let it last night, it would just ruin the rest of my weekend. I would have been that upset.
I was actually planning the opposite.
You were going to go to Toronto?
I was going to go to Toronto and hang out with Drake. No, I was thinking like,
if he thinks he's getting a fucking ring.
He better not. That's up to the Raptors, but they better not. He's a pain in the ass. I was planning the opposite, and I was like, fuck, if Golden State wins this game, I need to turn it off like automatically because they're going to fucking interview Draymond Green, and I can't stand the motherfucker.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't like basketball. I understand.
I don't like Draymond Green. I think that's
no,
there's
no,
nothing
I know.
Wrong
you
with
don't,
that.
No, you don't. I get it. If it's hard to get into something if you're not a fan of it. So I understand. You don't like basketball, and, you know, I get it. You don't have to. You know, it's okay. It's okay. Just wish you had some taste. That's all. Just some taste. Wish once in a while you had some fucking taste. That's the sound of my rage train pulling in.
The rage train?
Oh, boy. Jason.
Yeah. Next stop, Toronto.
Non-stop to Toronto, Canada. Bring your passports, boys.
Or an enhanced license if you got one.
But if you don't have those, I'll just tuck you down under the console.
You can play Stowaway, boys.
Thanks, train guy.
We're hauling bushels of corn.
We come back with maple syrup.
There's a tariff, though, boys. So should be advised. Your president's fucking shit up down here.
Yeah, things aren't going too well, boys.
Train guy's foreign? He could be.
The guy's Canadian. I had no idea.
Train guy keeps fucking a residence in upstate New York and
smart
Ottawa, Canada.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, it's the capital of Ontario. Go Sens, boys. Train guy, this whole time we thought you were just a sweet, weird old man.
I'm a world traveler, boys.
I've been to everywhere from Saskatoon to
to Gainesville, Florida.
You were here. You stopped in over the weekend. Last weekend, we were Justin and I were coloring the movie.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
Fucking train guy's successor. Who we haven't really named yet.
No, but he's a real person, unlike Train Guy. Train Guy was a real person that we never met.
Right. Never saw him. Yeah. Sort of created this idea of who he was.
This idea of who Train Guy is.
Fucking mall security guy. I don't know. What are we going to call this guy? He's got to have, I mean, I'm sure we'll come up with
security guy?
Something after a while.
I don't know. Fucking Train Guy.
Holy shit, man. I come in at Sunday to color the movie, right? Mm-hmm. I'm meeting Justin here at like 10 o'clock in the morning. So I get here like a half an hour early to come in, set up and shit. And the security guy, there's this old security. I think we talked about him on here before. He's like no shit. He's probably 85, 88 years old.
Yeah, sure.
He's an old man. Like with an E at the end of old. He's that old. He's old. He's oldie.
Old timey.
Old time, right. So he's pacing around the parking lot like a weirdo.
Yeah.
And he stops me. He's like, hey, you know, good morning. Same voice as train guy. It's weird. Might be brothers. I'm like, hey, buddy. He's like, what are you up to? He's like, just, you know, came to get some work done. Where?
Where?
In the building. Huh? Closed on Sundays, except for church. I'm like, oh, really? I always come in on Sundays. Not when I'm here, you don't. So I'm like,
homie, this must be the first Sunday you're working.
And it was, it turns out. So I'm like, you know, are we going to have a problem here? Like, how
what's the resolution here?
Sir, we're at an impasse. What do you want to do? So I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I don't know, man. But I got to go in there and work. I'm meeting a guy and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, do you have his phone number? And I'm like, so help me God, if you tell me to fucking call him and turn him around, I'm going to strike you, right, man. In this place, you are just a person. You're not a law. You're not a law dog, old man.
Yeah, you're not breaking into the building.
Yeah,
you have a key,
right? And the other security guard, my boy Chris, who works here at night, is like, I've called him before. I've been like, hey man, the doors are locked. I'm just trying to get in. I'm sorry to be a pain in the ass. And his response is always like, oh, you're not a pain in the ass. You come in whenever you want. You pay to be here. So totally, this guy is out there fucking surveying the parking lot like a gatekeeper, right? So he goes, well, just tell him, call him if you can, and tell him to ignore the sign I put on the door. Can do, buddy. And I walk in, and there's a sign written on the door, and it says, closed except church. And he's drawn a cross with a highlighter.
That's great. Yeah. But just the cross is an highlighter?
Just the cross is an highlighter. So, okay. So I come in, you know, and I get set up and shit like that. I get the text from Justin. Hey, I'm here. Where are you?
Right.
I'm like, fucking stay put.
Don't move.
I'll be there. And by the time I got out there, they were already walking into the building together. And Justin's got this look on his face like he was just being molested. just molested. And he got the whole fucking same line. This guy approached Justin at his car. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you up to? Who are you here to see?
Who are you here to see?
Come on, man.
He's like asking what the room number was.
Yeah, he was trying to find
out. This is Justin's first time here.
Yeah.
He's never been here
before.
Does
it start with a 2? And Justin mistook it. He thought he was talking about my phone number. And he's like, oh, no, it's with a 3. Well, then I'm not sure where you got to go. Only 2 levels at the Riverfront Center. You see, the first level's numbers start with a 1.
The second with a 2. Have you been to a hotel? Let me tell you about the time I spent in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Bugsy Siegel had just opened up the Palms. I heard a hail of gunfire. Fucking button men. Yeah. So we're here, right? And we're working. And we were here for a while. We were here all day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're in the dark. We're coloring the movie with the fucking monitor. It's
yeah.
Dark in here.
I mean, you keep it pretty dark in here, but you have lamps strategically placed throughout the room. It's a good vibe in here.
It's a good vibe.
I don't like the fluorescent lights are never on.
Right. I hate the fucking fluorescent lights. Thing is, you see the fluorescent lights when they're on through the frosted glass door.
Yes.
So the fluorescent lights are off, you know. So fucking security guy comes down here, and he just opens the door. He opens the door.
Yeah.
And then mutters like, hey, so the door was... The lights were off. And so he turned into Chuck Heston. The lights, I just did it.
Yeah.
You see, the lights were off. I was checking to see if there was anybody here. And you're here. And you're like, yeah, man.
Yep.
All right, okay. And he just kind of fucking shut the door and walked out. And but that whole night ended with me leaving here at like midnight and talking to the guy who I know.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, dude, what the fuck is this guy's problem? Like, what's the situation? Yeah. You know? He's like, oh, yeah, he doesn't know you. He goes, he gave me a heads up when I came in that you guys were here all day. The guys with the donut on the door, they've been here all day.
Right, the donut on the door.
They've been here all day. Jeez. So there's always, like, I feel like there's a hard-on podcast family, you know? I feel
sure.
Like there's a
gaggle of characters.
A gaggle, yeah. We have a gaggle of characters. Wherever we go.
Oh, for sure.
Like, the next place we'll have another lovable hobo. Mentally ill.
Yeah, no, when I texted, I had to leave. I stopped by and you guys were still working. And as I was leaving, I had to I went out and I was like, shit, the door is still locked. So I had to go back to the security station.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I had to walk back to the security station. And he was there and so was the other guy. The other guy was like just getting in.
Yep.
Chris, you said his name?
Chris, yeah.
And I was like, hey, sorry to bug you guys. Can somebody let me out the door? And they're like, oh, sure, yeah, 1 minute. And I literally had to stand there for 10 minutes while they had a conversation. And I was just like, I just want to leave.
I have to go.
I'm literally just standing there waiting for them.
What was so important?
Well, old guy was talking about every little thing that had happened to him today or that day.
He probably had a cool name for it, too. Like, I'm doing my transfer here, buddy. Can you give me 5 minutes? Don't you know anything about the security world?
Let me tell you about something about security.
Yeah.
He was bitching about some training he had to do. And he's like, oh, yeah, I went over and I finished that training. But the guy at the front of the class is like, oh, well, what experience do you have? And I told him I had 20 years military police, 20 years breach not security, 10 years security. He's like rattling off all his credentials.
His resume.
He's like, oh, I'm sure the guy was thinking, well, what are you even doing in this class? And I'm like, wow, this guy really likes to talk on himself.
Yeah, he's proud.
Yeah.
I get it, man. There's nothing happening here.
And there's nothing going on here.
Like right now it is.
The highlight of his day was kicking some teenagers out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
with maximum prejudice.
Just yes.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
We're the last people in the building right now. No questions. 10 o'clock.
For sure.
There's nobody here.
It's Friday night. Yeah.
It's Friday night. Now, I understand what it's like to be bored. On a Sunday, I'm sure it's a special kind of hell because there's not shit going on. For some reason, there's 3 churches here. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but whatever. But aside from those people, there's just nobody here. So I get him being bored. But holy shit, I feel like I have a fucking target on my back. And I stopped in here yesterday. I had a meeting in the morning across town, and I had to come in here to get a couple things. And I saw him, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta avoid him. But there was a full on auction happening in the center of the mall.
Oh no shit!
Like a real like type of auction, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I couldn't cut across. I couldn't. I had no. Yeah. I just had to.
You had to.
So I'm walking towards him, and he doesn't say good morning. He doesn't say hello. He goes, "Well, they're here already." And I'm like, "What?"
He's got you though. He sucked you in.
I'll fucking bite. I'm gonna, but we both know I'm gonna bite because I'm not a bad person, and I'm not gonna be like, "Hey, you crazy old fucker." So I'm like, "Yeah, who?" Well, the Amish. Of course, of course they are. Like, of course.
They're here already.
Like, what? Yeah. And then he's talking. I'm walking in the opposite direction with, like, speed. I have somewhere to be.
With haste.
Yes, with haste, post-haste. I have somewhere to be, and I'm, like, walking away from him, and he turns around, and he starts shuffling behind me.
Yeah.
Used to come down to the fucking something, Sloss and Swap meet, and what they do is they'd buy engine manifolds, and because the devil really operates in the piston area, so they'd buy these. And I'm like, fuck, dude. I rounded the corner. His voice was still rising. He was like, so what they would do is, and I was like, all right. And I came in here, and when I came out, he was fucking waiting in the corner to talk to me as I walked away from him.
Man. Oh, it's going to be like that.
It's going to be like that.
Shit.
Yeah. I know, man.
Have you ever wondered if you're that guy to someone else?
Oh, shit.
I've wondered that. Where I'm like, fuck, am I really annoying to this person? Like, shit. If there's somebody at work that I feel like I'll go, like, check in on them at their desk, and I'll be like, hey, what's going on, man? Like, tell me about your day and shit. But I'm like, fuck, they never come see me. So I probably bug the shit out of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I often wonder if, like, am I that guy to someone else?
I feel like I'm hypersensitive to all that shit. So I really, but yeah, I bet I've been that guy. I bet.
I mean, probably not to that level. You know what I mean?
No, that's an aggressive. That's some act of like war. But
I mean, like just being that guy. It's like, oh
yeah,
Sean's coming over.
Yeah, I was right in the middle of this thing, and I'm gonna have to have this Monday.
He
means well.
He just wants to chat, but
yeah.
Hey man, how's it going? And they really turn it on, and they're just super nice about it. But you're just like, oh, hey, what's going on? And you're really, like, engaged in this conversation with them. But you're like, oh, fuck, it's not like they ever actually come see me. And you ever think about, like, fuck, I'm that guy.
Well, now I'll have that complex for the rest of my life. So that's cool.
Sorry I did that.
No, it's okay. I mean, we need it. Because if we don't have it, then we end up like this fucking Sean Ballone who walks up behind.
Right. Yeah, it's only a matter of time until you're 85 years old and
God willing,
wandering the malls of an abandoned mall.
You know, I should have known, man, when we got this place.
It's gonna be something.
Well, I shouldn't. It was him. Maybe, you know.
Well, no, you take him over the landlord in the last place, though, right?
Okay, but the bitch about that is it's a high wire act, a balancing act, because you know, in the old place, there was nobody around ever,
right?
So you would just walk in there and be like, "Well, I guess we're on our own." It's like Lord of the Flies in here.
Right.
Everybody has to fucking figure it out.
Which one of us would be Piggy?
Do you have asthma or do I? So it was that, but this is like, I don't want another friend, but I like the other guy's good. And there's even the third guy who's pretty cool. And the cleaning crew is cool. Like everybody else is cool. But
the cleaning crew, every time I see him, they're always like, just a little head nod. That's all I'm looking. I'm fine with that.
All I'm looking is
I'll nod my head all day.
Yeah, man. Just a moment of recognition. Like, you're there, you're a person, I'm here, I'm a person, you're doing your thing, I'm doing my thing.
This guy wants to chat, though.
Oh, he wants a friend.
He wants to come in and hang out. You should be like, hey, man, some water's in the fridge. Anytime you get thirsty, you just pop your head right in there and grab some. Oh, invite him in.
I invited the other guy in.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I was talking to him the other night. He asked me if we do a podcast. And I was like, yeah, how'd you know? He's like, I hear you guys sometimes at night, you know? I was like, no shit. All right. I'm like, well, you know, come in. He's like, well, yeah, I know, but you guys are always busy and stuff. I'm like, yeah, you can come in. You can come in.
Oh, shit. He's going to hear this and
I know.
Tell the other security. I'm like, hey, man, you're famous.
Yeah. Hey, they're talking an awful lot of shit about
they're
you.
They're really, really mean about it, actually.
Wake up to that guy's fucking.
He'll be in your house.
Yes. His papery skin will be the last thing I see.
And they're shuffling up the stairs. You know, back in the 50s, I was a
you'll have to stop and take a spy. Piss to try to talk his prostate through relaxing enough to
come on, baby.
Just a drip. Just a drip.
Sweet relief.
And
doctor says you moan, it comes out better. So what I do is I take a deep breath. Look at that stream.
Now watch. It's a
solid. Just a little trickle. So again, deep breaths.
Oh my God. No, I'll be in the murder in just a couple of minutes.
These are your choices. I will murder you slowly. Or you will listen to me talk about...
I'm coming. Don't worry. That's what you get for talking shit about me.
Oh, I'll be there.
Eventually. Do you have any elderly pets I can prove my point on first? Anybody that has trouble getting up the stairs.
Perhaps a small bird. Perhaps I can teach a lesson. The arthritis, it's hard to grasp as I get older.
Yeah. But I used to be able to wield a hammer quite handily. These days.
I do notice you have a garage you need torn down outside. Perhaps I could be of some service.
I could stand about. Judging and talking most of the day, if that would
be helpful.
Can't
do any manual labor, but that's another thing, though.
I could do some psychological damage if you let me.
Like, I know they always, like, are like security guards. Like, a lot of times security guards are like retired guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Looking for some extra cash. Like, yeah, keep this place on lock. I get it. But at the same time, it's like, what are you really going to do if something happens? You're just a dude to call the cops, right? That's what a security guard
really
does. But that's
sketchy as hell. That scares me. I would hate to be that guy, honestly. There was some crazy girl yelling at me. I told you about.
Yeah.
I'm standing in the parking lot. I'm talking to Jeff, and he gets in his truck, and I'm on my way to my car, and she's just yelling, "Yow! Yow! Yow!" Yeah. And then I go, "Are you talking to me?" She's like, "You could do me a favor." And I'm like, "No." And I just left, you know? Yeah. And she screamed at me, and I said some shit to her, and drove away. 2 days before, I had some guy trying to shake me down for change, and he was just like standing outside my car door, and I kept telling him, like, "Dude, I got nothing for you," and he just wouldn't leave. Now, when it's just you, if you're the only guy and you got fucking people,
you're
just,
the security guard,
and that's it.
Yeah,
you know, that's challenging.
That's some shit, man.
And then they leave the doors open, and there's kids in here and shit, teenagers, because
it is a private building, but it's open to the public.
Yeah.
During like normal business hours.
Yeah. Oh, and the old guy was like, "Come in, have a Pepsi. I don't care. We like that. Have a charge your phone. It doesn't bother me, but don't write what the fuck did he say? Charlie likes big dicks on the wall in the bathroom."
Right.
You know?
I was playing golf last week and I found a golf ball that had a drawing of a dick on it.
That's good.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
That's funny.
It was like, somebody wrote the Assmaster 5000 on it.
Oh, that's great.
So I think somebody just like drew that on the ball and just fucking
drove it into the woods.
Drove it in, onto the course apparently. And I was just like, "Oh, where's my ball? Is that my ball? Nope. But I'm going to keep it."
Mine's the Assmaster 5000. I have a question for you before we wrap this up.
Yeah.
Birds. So, would you have a problem eating a parrot egg?
I guess not.
Fucking A, Sean. That's what I was looking for.
I mean, it's a...
And it's the worst podcast topic because, you know, you should, if you had said yes, then we could have explored it. But this is what I'm talking about. I've probably asked 10 people that in the last 12 hours. And
they said they wouldn't do
everybody
it?
Everybody is having a problem with this. So
is it because it talks?
It's not just that. It's a parakeet, any sort of domesticated bird.
Sure.
Know? So I posted.
So this is kind of the same, but it's an egg.
It's an egg.
Is it an unfertilized egg?
Yes.
That can, like, in
an animal.
But, like, you ever realize you don't know shit about shit?
All the time.
So chicken eggs
are
unfertilized.
Most of them.
Right. The ones we eat are.
Yeah.
But, like,
And then they'll have a winner in there.
But, well, they have to be fertilized by a rooster.
Yeah, but they come out fertilized.
No.
Yeah. The rooster doesn't hump the fucking eggshell and get some jizz in there.
Oh, that no, yes, yes, of course. That's what I thought you meant, like, all the eggs just come out. Like, no, I mean, like, yes, yeah, you're right. But I'm saying, like, so here's my question. Are they the only bird that fucking does that?
What do you mean?
Like, chickens lay eggs no matter what.
Oh, no, regular birds do that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I never thought about it.
My friend Ray has a cockatoo. The cockatoo is 25.
And it lays eggs?
They thought it was a boy its whole life.
Uh-huh.
On its, like, 21st birthday, it laid an egg. And it looked as confused as everybody else.
It was just like, I don't know.
Yeah. It was real sweaty. Its eyes were big. What the hell just happened? Yeah.
I never thought about it. I've never once thought about, like,
yeah.
Do all birds do
that? All birds do that. All birds lay eggs.
Well, so I guess if a parrot laid an egg that everybody would eat, then...
Right. What's the difference? There's no difference. It's size.
Right, because people eat, like, ostrich eggs and shit.
That's what I'm saying. And goose eggs, right? Yeah. That's like a delicacy, a goose egg. Goose egg?
What about duck eggs?
I'm sure duck eggs are... Everything duck for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Ducks are like the most lovable waterfowl, but they're the ones that get fucked with the most. Yeah. Eat a goose. Geese are assholes.
Swans? Why don't we eat more swans?
Fuck a swan.
Is a swan a specific animal or is it a type of goose?
I don't know. I think
I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Why can't we be like the late night shows and get like the fucking zoologists on here?
Jack Hanna?
Yeah, I want Jack Hanna or the fucking crocodile hunter's son.
You know what we need here? We need like a producer. That can line all this shit up. Yeah. Like, I want to be able to call Jack Hanna, like, now. Like,
right. Can you get Jack Hanna on the line?
Yeah. And the Skype noise happens.
Because we have this monitor in here now, too.
Yeah.
Like, we could fucking talk to him.
We could look at him. Hey, Jack Hanna.
Yeah.
Is a swan a fucking a goose of some sort? It's 2 o'clock in the morning where I am. Who is this?
It's hard on podcast. Sean and Jay?
Is my father okay? Hello? Is this the nursing home? Oh, you're breaking up. You have shitty internet. And you're stealing from your neighbors. Man, maybe next time. Maybe we can line up. Maybe that'll be our episode 200 spectacular. We'll have Jack Hanna.
Jack Hanna.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other, like...
Zoologists?
No, like other like experts on things. We'll have fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson and yes. Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yes.
Or just Neil Tyson. Yeah.
Neil.
Yeah, Neil.
Just Neil.
Neil Tyson. Well, no, you have to say enough that everybody knows who you're talking about.
We could just call him DG, NDG.
NDG?
Yeah.
NGT. NDT.
Right. Yeah, NDT.
Why was that so hard?
I don't know. It's late. We're both tired. Neil deGrasse Tyson. DeGrizzle. No, I'm just going to hit my boy DeGrizzle up.
Yeah. Neil in grass Tyson.
Neil on grass Tyson. Yeah. You know what I mean? We'll get this shit off.
Jesus on. It'd be great. So you died for all the sins?
Every one of them.
Every single sin.
Even like that time that girl I worked with stole a lip gloss. Did you die for that? Because that seems egregious.
That seems like a bit excessive.
Yeah.
Like, are all sins like equal?
Yeah. Like genocide is the same. You paid the same price for like genocide as you did for, I'm trying to think of like the weekend.
I stole a lollipop when I was in first grade.
Yeah, sinner. Straight to hell you're going.
But I'm just as bad as Hitler.
There's still a little piece of me that's like, fuck, what if it's real and then I end up getting in trouble for like living with my girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's it? That's the one?
You're living in sin.
Yeah, I am. But that's the thing that puts me over.
Yeah, that's the thing. That was the one that did it.
All the bad shit I've done. You're like, and?
When Kieran and I lived together before we got married. Does that make us, like, we fucked it up?
You fucked it up. As soon as you got in them guts when you were a kid, it was over.
It's all over and done with.
Yeah. You ever
close that book?
Ever lusted after your neighbor's wife? That's one too.
Covet the neighbor's wife.
Yeah, covet the neighbor's wife. But I thought there was more to that. I thought it was like, like in my head, it's like, don't cover thy neighbor's wife like you would covet thy own something, something. But I think it's just covet. There's a lot of thy and own. And
right. I feel like there's a lot more. It's like
the cliff notes of.
Well, it's like the amendments to the Constitution and shit. Like it's.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody remembers freedom of speech. And it's like, yeah, but there's like three parts of that.
Yeah. Yeah. If like, this, then this. It's very long. It's not just one sentence. Right. Like there's that one amendment that says like you're supposed to house soldiers.
Right.
Like during the war. It's like, yeah, what, okay, name the amendment and tell me everything it says. And nobody fucking knows that shit.
Some people know that shit.
Some people know that shit. And those are the people that I feel like.
Who's a famous history person we could have on?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I don't know.
Stephen Colbert.
Colbert. Is he a history guy?
I don't know. He looks like he could
Conan
be
Conan O'Brien's guy. Actually a big history buff. Conan O'Brien.
And he has a podcast. So we're pretty much
listen, crossover.
We're contemporaries.
We are.
And we're way ahead of him.
You're way ahead of him. And I don't think he'll ever catch up to us.
Dude, it's like 187. He would have to put in some fucking work.
He's on like 30.
Yeah. He'd have to pull some 2 a weeks for a while.
Sure.
You know, for like the for the future.
Yeah.
To catch up. So I'm just saying we could offer him some advice. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, listen, if you get into a pinch, start a conversation about cream soda.
Right. That's your the launching point.
Yeah.
That's your takeoff point to everything else that can happen.
And maybe you could talk about basketball. If your fans detest basketball, you could talk about something your listeners don't like
exclusively.
Yeah. I mean, for at least 30 minutes.
At least.
What you want to do, Conan, is you want to alienate as many people as possible. Yeah. You want to make it unlistenable if possible. But listen, we're giving this all away for free, and I feel like we've already said
100% for free. Unlike those assholes at Luminary. Unlike.
They're still open.
Yep.
They're trying, though.
We're on Luminary, but we got to figure out how to get off.
There's a process.
We're only on it because they pull the feed from somewhere else. We didn't ask to be on Luminary.
And then they rehost it.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. Right?
Yeah.
So Rappaport, the aforementioned Michael Rappaport, who we're going to see next month, by the way. Don't forget about that.
In July,
I graduate from. So Rappaport is one of those 40 original podcasts, right? Premium podcast, they call them.
Right. Exclusive.
Yes. So, but I never unsubscribed from the normal feed or whatever. I just figured like, oh yeah, that's someday it'll collapse and I'll just notice an episode came back. And in the last 2 weeks, there've been like two or three episodes that have come into that feed. And he's just like, I'm releasing this one for the masses, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like it's just a full podcast, you know? So something's telling me that Luminary is not working. It just can't be working. Right.
They're giving out free week trials or month trials?
Months. There's a 3 month trial available right now. Free 3 months.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. With your $8.
But we're also on iTunes, Spotify.
You know what I like about you, Sean?
What?
You're a stealthy son of a bitch. You snuck that right in.
I did.
You started with the Luminary, and then it just all of a sudden.
Yeah. Well,
God, that's good. You're good.
Thanks. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. Listen, either way, you know where we are because you found us. But what I want you to do is just share it. Instead of me sharing where we are with you, you should share where we are with other people. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
Again, we don't ask for anything.
No, we demand that you
just take it.
Yeah, we just take it. Right on the chin. Facebook.com/HardOnPodcast and on Twitter @HardOnPod. Jay.
Sean.
Was it good for you?
God, I am bone dry.